The UK Report.
Adam Gilchrist joins us. Do you do a good version of Grey in London, I must say?
Oh, we do. Grey and drizzly, it's our thing. Although I have to say, I've been playing a bit of tennis of late.
Yeah.
And forget your sun and your heat for playing tennis. We have perfect tennis conditions, often light grey and still. That's all you want when it comes to playing sport, isn't it?
I just was getting sick of carrying around an umbrella all last week, Adam. I came back from sunny Spain, and there you go, the drizzly weather of London. But look, it's an incredible city, but you are, I mean, it is a battle constantly there with the numbers of people. It's just extraordinary. Tell me about the story of the British jihadi.
Yeah, we have Muslim community leaders actually sort of tapping into this, if you like, in a town in Buckinghamshire. This is over the fate of a British jihadi in Syria, and they hope that it'll deter others from going anywhere near Islamic State. Of course, there may not be a caliphate, or it's a failing caliphate, but there are those who still are drawn to the, in inverted commas, cause. You may remember the name of this guy, actually, Abu Sayyid al-Britani. He became one of the faces for Islamic State. He sold the cause and the lifestyle, became an arch propagandist online. He used to work at a big shop in High Wycombe in Buckinghamshire, hence his nickname, the Supermarket Jihadi. A prolific propagandist, it turns out that he was actually imprisoned by Islamic State in a jail in Raqqa. His name is scratched into the wall. They don't know quite what became of him, but suffice it to say, this is a jail where people were tortured and murdered on a routine basis. And clearly, this is therefore part of the dark side. So on the one hand, he was selling Islamic State. On the other hand, he was absolutely a victim of it.
I saw an interesting story on BBC One Breakfast the other day about this Titanic auction, including that there's a letter being auctioned from somebody describing the early stages of that trip. Has that auction been held yet?
It has. Yes, it was held this weekend. And some of the extraordinary items, as you say, yeah, this letter is probably the main one, but also some keys were sold and some plans and some photos. But this letter was written by an American businessman, Alexander Holverson, and dated the 13th of April, 1912, so the day before the Titanic hit the iceberg. He obviously intended to post it to his mother in New York. He was one of those who perished. His wife survived, actually, but he perished, and it was found in his pocket on his body as he was floating in the sea. And in the letter, he describes the Titanic as a palatial hotel. The food and music is excellent. He describes how England has been quite green and nice. He doesn't mention the drizzle, I have to say. He talks about rubbing shoulders with the financier, John Jacob Astor, out on deck. This letter, it has such a poignancy to it. It's rather extraordinary. It sold for £126,000, over $200,000. And very sad as well, because apart from the fact he was one of the 1,500 people who died on the Titanic, his wife Mary survived, never remarried, and died herself a few years later. So, I don't know, maybe of heartbreak or whatever, but it's just one of those things. You look at that and think, oh my word, there's such a connection to even 105 years ago.
Incredible story. Thank you, mate. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in the UK.